The director of the State Department of Career and Technical Education says offering courses during the recent shutdown of schools has been a challenge. And Wade Six says he expects the challenge to continue as school districts are looking at either opening school doors, continuing distance education, or adopting a hybrid model, combining both online and in-person instruction.
We're really going to have to figure out what that looks like and how we can not lose the importance of the hands-on education that comes in career tech ed, but how to make a hybrid model of some of the theory is done virtually while we and then bring students in maybe smaller groups and for longer periods in some of these hands-on activities.
Six says he thinks the hybrid model will be the key one in delivering CTE courses.
We've learned at the end of the 2019-2020 school year that we can teach CTE virtually, but instructors and administrators are getting, they're getting ready to come back and provide that hands-on, you know, through some sort of hybrid model. And as I said, you know, maybe students will spend a longer period of time in a shop or in a lab so that they can get still learn those hands-on skills.
Six says the demand for CTE education is growing in North Dakota. He says at the same time, Governor Burgum is asking his agency to submit a budget with a 10% reduction. Six says it will be challenging, but Burgum and state legislators believe in his program.
I'm optimistic that we'll be able to continue to provide that education, whatever it may look like.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.